Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ches. We're holding on the bottom of the daf Zayin on the days. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Uman, Lezuchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have a for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we left off last time. We were discussing yesterday the three different statements of Nachum Amadi that were all rejected. So the Gemara was trying to figure out, do we reject everything Nachum Amadi said? Nachum Amadi was also the person who told us that a person is allowed to be Shoal Tzrachav B'Shomea Tfila. So the Gemara says, no, that's an exception. We accept that because so many other people held that way as well. So we're about to quote this Brisa that demonstrates that there are other people that also hold you're allowed to be Shoal Tzrachav B'Shomea Tfila. That's going to lead us into a little bit of a discussion of where you're allowed to add things in your tefillah. Then the Mishnah and Daf Chesam and Aleph is going to give us a list of the different holidays. Those holidays that follow the regular rules that you're not allowed to do business 3 days in advance, all the of the Chavim, and those holidays that are modified, that are more personal in nature, and therefore only apply to the one who's celebrating it, and only apply on that day. The Gemara is going to tell us about two different brisos about Adam HaRishon, the first of which relates to one of these holidays, but about Adam HaRishon getting nervous because he was not yet accustomed to how the world works, the fact that night gets longer, that the winter months, that he wasn't used to how things work, and how terrified he was. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas if the isser is only for those who celebrate, or even for those who are meshubad to those who celebrate. Let's say you have a big city that has a major festival for an Avodah Zarah, and there are suburbs that don't really celebrate, but they support that they're meshubad to that big city. Do you have an isser of doing business with the people in those suburbs as well? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the isser to participate in a wedding celebration of an Avodah Zarah, when that begins, when that isser begins, how much before the wedding, and when it ends, how much after the wedding it ends. And then most of them, basically, we're going to talk about how the Romans took power, because we're going to talk about one of the holidays, one of these festivals is a celebration of the day that the Romans took power. So they actually took power twice, and the Gemara is going to prove that the Dine Knossos continued after the Chorban Abayis. It was only Dine Nefashos that didn't continue after the Chorban Abayis. And the Gemara is also going to try to prove, we're not going to get through it till tomorrow's daf, but the Gemara is going to try to prove that the first 26 years that the Romans were in power, the Jewish people were partners with them. And it was only after 26 years that they abandoned that partnership. So let's begin. We are holding at Ditanya, I believe, about the last one line is Rabbi Eliezer on Dav Zayinam Beis, about 10 lines before the end of the page. And again, what we're trying to show is that even though Nachum Amadi said, Shol Adam Tzrach B'Shomea Tfila, that's Talia Ba'ashli Ravrvi. He was relying on much greater opinions than him. If it was just Nachum Amadi, he's the Adam Gadol that we reject everything that he says. Ditanya, Reb Lazar Omer, Shol Adam Tzrach V'Achar Kach Yispalel. The Brice is going to quote three shitos. The first two have nothing to do with Nachum Amadi. Do not exactly line up to Nachum Amadi. It's only the third shita, which doesn't show up until Chesam and Aleph, that's going to be the Ashli Ravrvi that Nachum Amadi relied on. But we got to go through the whole Brice. So Reb Lazar says the person could be Shol Tzrachav and V'Achar Kach Yispalel, only afterwards be mispal shenemar tefila la'ani kiyatov v'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, that first it's tefila la'ani and then y'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Ein sicha ela tefila, sicha means tefila. How do I know sicha means tefila? Shenemar v'yetzi Yitzchak l'suach besadeh. Rabbi Yeshua omer yispalel v'achar kach yishol tzrachav, that a person should be mispalel and then ask for his personal needs. Shenemar eshpoch l'fanav sichi, that's being mispalel, and then Sarasi lefanavagid, then my own personal sorrows, I'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's being Shol Tzrachav. Aye, Rabbi Lazar Nami Yaksiv, Eshpoch lefanav sichi. What does Rabbi Lazar do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua just quoted, that sounds like you're mispal first and then you Shol Tzrachav? Now, Hachi Kamar, this is the way to read the pasuk. The pasuk is not telling you the order of it as written, but rather it's saying, Eshpoch lefanav sichi, Bizman shetzarasi lefanavagid. When should I daven? Only bizman shetzarasi lefanavagid if I've already been mevakesh tzrachav. It's not telling you to be mevakesh tzrachav after, but only once you've already been mevakesh tzrachav. Rabbi Yeshua nami yaksiv tefila nikiyatov. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Lazar's pasuk that says tefila nikiyatov and then ulefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho? So he'll say the same thing. Hachikamer emasai tefila laani. When are you ready for tefila laani for your bakashas tzrachim? If you have already done sicha, you've already done the basic tefillah. So michti, cry lo kamardaiki, v'lo kamardaiki. If you're going to try to judge who's correct based on the psukim, it doesn't turn out one way or the other. The psukim are not meduyuk one way more than the other. So b'may kamifkli. So what are they really arguing about? It's not like Rabbi Yeshua looked at these psukim and said, aha, you see from these psukim that my sheet is correct. Or Rabbi Lazar looked at these psukim and thought that he was correct from these psukim. The psukim don't tell you anything. So what are they really arguing about? That we learn how to daven from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu first said the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he was mispalel. D'chsiv, Hashem Elokim Atah Chilos Eleros Asavdecha, U'chsiv Basrei, Evron Eves Ha'aretz HaTovah. That he only asked for those things that he needed after he spoke about the great Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yeshua Savri Alfinan Mimoshe. Rabbi Yeshua says, good, so we learn, who better to learn from than Moshe Rabbeinu? And therefore Rabbi Yeshua says, Be mispalel v'acharkach yishal tzrachav. Moshe Rabbeinu first said the Shevach, and then he was shal tzrachav. Rabbi Lazar Savra lo yalfinan Mimoshe, shiny Moshe to Rav Guvre. That you can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is different because Rav Guvre. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Gedulos Masav Chachmosa Rabba. That if someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, it makes sense to do it in that order, to start off with the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Moshe being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a lot. But for the rest of us, if we were to start that way, it would be Mechzi Ki Yuara, it would look like we have a certain sense of self-importance. Now, clearly we do see, though, before we get to the Gemara said that we should be Mesadah Shivcha Shalmakom from Moshe Rabbeinu and then be Mespalel. The Rashi writes, what does it mean? How do we do that? How do we fulfill that? The first three brachos of Shmon Esrei. That's the Shivcha Shalmakom. We're not actually being Mevakesh and Yitzrachim in the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei. It just happens to be. It's interesting. The Tur in Or HaChaim, Siman and Aleph, says this is also the source for Pesukat Zimra. Pesukat Zimra is not really Tefillah. It's being Mesadah Shivcha Shalmakom. So we enhance, we increase the level of Shevach. So that's one of the reasons that we do Pesukei Dezimra prior to the actual Tefillah. Another potential reason for Pesukei Dezimra is that Pesukei Dezimra also just gets our minds in gear. We learn in Brachos that the Chassidim Arishonim would be Shoah Shoah Achas before they would daven. What was the Shoah Achas? To focus their minds on the Tefillah. So Pesukei Dezimra does that for us as well. It gives us that Shoah Achas. We don't spend a full hour doing it, but it gives us a certain focus on the Tefillah. So Rashi writes that because Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, he had such a great chachma, that's what it means, Rav Guvrei, that's why it makes sense to begin with the Shevach. So the Ravid asks the obvious question. According to Rabbi Lazar, a person should be like an Eved Lefnei Adon, where you have to be Mevakesh Tzracha first, and then be Meshabeach. So we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, so why did the first brachos of Shmon Esrei include the Shevach? Meaning we do it the other way. Rabbi Lazar also did it the other way. He also had the brachos of Shmon Esrei the way we had it. So he said, no, Shmon Esrei is different because Shmon Esrei is for the Tzarchi Tzibur. So for the Kavod Tzibur, we're all the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is like Moshe Rabbeinu. As an individual, we're not like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't be Mesad the Shevach. But the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, when you're davening for the Tzibur, that's going to be that's going to be different. So says the Gemara further. Now, Chacham Momrim, and here's the key. This is the Chachamim, the third sheet on the Braisa, which conforms to the sheet of Nachum Amadi. Chacham Momrim lo kidivrize v'lo kidivrize. Shol Adam Tzrachav b'Shomea Tefila. A person should be Shol Tzrachav in Shomea Tefila. So says in the Armor of Yidabrei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei Derav Afal b'Shomer Shol Adam Tzrachav b'Shomea Tefila. Aval Imba Lomar B'Sof Kol Bracha Ubracha Me'ein Kol Bracha Ubracha Omer. Even though a person is Shol Tzrachav b'Shomea Tefila, but if a person wants to say at the end of each bracha something relating to that bracha, that's perfectly fine. The Tosfos Rid raises the question that the Gemara says in Tainis that the B'nai Nineveh asked Rebbe that they needed rain in the wintertime. Are they allowed to ask for rain in the wintertime in the Birchas Hashanim when we normally say V'sein Talumatar? The rest of Klal Yisrael is not saying V'sein Talumatar. And he told them no. He said, Dafka in Shomei Tefillah. But over here it says clearly that if you have a particular tzorech, you're allowed to say it. Even someone just asked me, it's winter vacation now, right? So someone was going to somewhere in the southern hemisphere, and he said that it happens to be this is a time that they don't need rain, right? I think it's right. It's not the rainy season. So we want to know, should he not say V'sein Talumatar during this time of year? Because in that place, they dafka don't want rain this time of year. So how much of this is based on the calendar of the northern hemisphere and where Rov Klal Yisrael is? And how much of this is dependent on the individual needs? So in the sugya in Tainus, it says, yeah, you want to be mevakish strach of b'shomei tefillah and ask for rain when it's not the rainy season, go ahead. But not in Birchas Hashanim. Yet in our Gemara, it sounds like whatever bracha, in each bracha, you're allowed to ask for whatever you want. So that's what the Tosfos Rid suggests, that could be that rain is different. That Sheilas Gesham is a bakasha kavua. That's something that's a built-in bakasha to the Shemon Esrei, so that you have to conform with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the Birchas Hashanim. Shomei tefillah, you get to add whatever you want. Amar b'chia barashi amar av. Afal b'sham r'shol adam tzrich b'shomei tefillah im yesh l'chol b'toch beso omar birchas cholim. Even though you're supposed to be shol tzrich b'shomei tefillah, if you have a particular need, like a chola in your house, so then you could daven in refa'enu for that chola. V'im tzarech l'parnasa omar birchas hashanim. Amar b'shavan levi afal b'sham r'shol adam tzrich b'shomei tefillah avul imbal lo marachat tefillah sa'afil k'seder yom ha'kipurim omar. If after the tefillah is over, you want to add a long tefillah, even k'seder yom ha'kipurim, that's perfectly fine. The Rishonim explain that of course you're allowed to. Why would you think that you're not allowed to? So the Rishonim explain that you might have thought that it's as if once you've already been moda in the last three brachos of Shmon Esrei, it's as if like an eved who's not al pras mi rabo, where it's not derech eretz anymore, where he already said his goodbyes and gave you your parting gifts, and then you continue to be shol tzrachav. So the malchus of shalmakol, the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't work that way. It's perfectly okay to continue to be shol tzrachav even afterwards, even kiyom kitfilas yom kippurim. So a couple of things. First of all, the Gemara says that if you have a chola b'toch beso, you could ask about it in birchas acholim. So Tamidi Rabbi Yonah writes that even though there's a chilek there's a chilek between shomei tefillah and the other brachos, that it's only in shomei tefillah you're allowed to ask for everything. The other brachos you're only allowed to ask at the end of the bracha and belashon rabim. And if you don't ask at the end of the bracha and belashon rabim, it would be considered a hefsik in your tefillah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Shomei tefillah, anything, whatever you want to ask, personal, in the middle of shomei tefillah, but anything that's ke'ein berchosav, it has to be something that's belashon rabim, and it has to be at the end of the bracha. But he says, if a person has a chol b'toch beso, he could be mevakesh rachamim even be'emtsa bracha, because it doesn't say that it has to be b'sof bracha. The Gemara says bebirchas acholim, that you're allowed to say it bebirchas acholim. So and it's chol b'toch beso, so it sounds like it's a lashon yachid, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Yud Tes, that in hayicholim mevakesh rachamim bebirchas rifa'enu, that you could be mevakesh rachamim even in birchas rifa'enu. It's just interesting. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in his Tshuvas Or LeTzion is medayik from Lashon Gemara. It says Misha Yechol B'Toch Beso Yemevakish Rachem in the Bracha of Rafeinu. It sounds like there's a chilek between a Chol B'Toch Beso, someone who actually lives in your house, someone who's a mamish, a close family member, where you're allowed to include him in Rafeinu. But if he's not B'nei Beso, then it's in Shema Kolenu. You don't add it in Rafeinu. It's like Bakashas Rachem in Malat Tzibur, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, and that you should not add into the middle of Rifa'enu. However, he says, if it's a chola tamil chacham has a din of b'nei beso for everybody. That's what Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kofei says, that a chacham shemes, hakol krovav. Everyone is the karov of a chacham shemes. And then he says, and Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, and probably it's a wise idea, if you have three Shmon Esreis a day, to only add in the chola's name in two out of the three. He says, otherwise it's just going to become rote, it's not going to be meaningful to you anymore. If you have to think about it each time you add it in, it will then be much more meaningful. As an Eitzah Tova, it doesn't sound like that's a halacha. As an Eitzah Tova, that's going to be a much more meaningful thing. But it's interesting, you always wonder, like, where do you draw the line? meaning you can find lists of cholim, of hundreds of cholim. They read Mishnah Berurah sometimes in shuls, where there's no way the people in that shul have shaykhus to all of these cholim, unless they're like the unluckiest shul in the whole world. But they gather lists, and people gather lists and lists to daven for. So you should add all of that in Rafa'inu. So says Rabbi Tzion Abishol, the Gemara says cholim b'toch beiso, meaning, yeah, we daven for everybody, and that's why Rafa'inu is in the plural. But if you're going to add a specific name, it should be dafka a chola b'toch beiso. It should dafka be someone that you have much more of a personal connection with. Okay, new mission now. So we've been talking about not doing business in the 3 days advance of the Yom Ayid. So what are these Yom Ayid? What are these festivals that they celebrate? The following are their festivals: Kalanda v'Satranura v'Kartisim v'Yom Gnusya Shomachayim v'Yom Aleda v'Yom Amisa, the birthday and the death day. The Gemara will explain what the other ones are. Anytime they burn things upon the death of the person, so that's, you know, there's an avodah zarah element to it. But if there's no burning of the person's personal effects, then there's no avodah zarah associated with it. Aval, but there's another list of festivals that do not carry all of these isurim. Yom taglach hazikno ubaloriso, the day that he shaves his beard, or the day that he cuts his baloris. Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly the baloris is, meaning where exactly on the head it is. Rashi writes, it's something that the baloris is the hair behind the neck, that he leaves it and he cuts it off once a year, l'shem avodah zarah. The Rambam says, no, it's not the hair in the back of the head, it's the hair in the middle of the head, and they shave all the sides, they shave all around the sides and leave the hair in the middle of the head growing, and that's called the baloris. But whatever it is, it's some haircut level the Zara, and that's why Jews are not allowed to get that haircut. V'yom sha'ala bo minayam, or the day that he came from the sea, v'yom sheyatzim beis asurin, or he escaped prison, v'ovik chavim sha'asim mishta libno, or an ovik chavim makes a wedding for his son, eino asur elo osa yom v'osish bulvad. That's a personal thing, and that's only asur for that one ovik kol chavim, and for that one day that he's doing that. But it's not going to be asur forever. Now, Rabbeinu Tam writes, wait a second, isn't there an issa? The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin tells us, Daf Samach Gimel, that you're not allowed to mention even the shame of an avodah zarah. You're not allowed to mention the name of an avodah zarah. The shame Elohim Achirim lo saskiru lo yishama al picha, the pasuk says. You're not allowed to mention shemos of Elohim Achirim. So how could it be that the Tana says, here's a list by name of the festivals of the Avodah Zarah? So Rabbeinu Tam says that since we need to paskin a halacha, so we have to mention what we're talking about, meaning the Islamic shiny, that we find that there are certain things in order to be able to learn, you have to be able to say it, you have to call it what it is, otherwise you speak Burmese and no one's going to have any idea what you're talking about. The Urayim over says that the Isser of being Maskir Shemos is Dafka Shemos of godliness, Shemos that actually ascribe some sort of power to them, but Shemos that only identify them, but don't ascribe any sort of power to them, would not be an Isser. So that's what many of the poskim write, that when it comes to Yeshua Notzri, so to call him Jesus, that's just a name, that's just a translation of Yeshu. But to say the second half, that implies that he's a Mashiach or something like that, that would be prohibited because that's ascribing some level of godliness to him. Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to be maskir in avodah zarah b'shma in your Yoredei HaSimin Kuf Mem Zayin, and whether it's Lutzorach or Shalal Lutzorach, and he says the Shemos Hachagim Shalem are Kashemos Bnei Adam, that's no problem, as long as you don't call them by the Belashon Chashivos, you're allowed to identify the holidays for what they are, as long as it's not specifically Belashon Chashivos. So as we mentioned, the Urayim says that Chilik, that it's only when the Shem actually gives it a certain Chashivos. So in Teferis Yisrael, he explains a little differently. He says, no, you know why the Mishnah is allowed to list all of these shemos of Avodah Zarah? The Mishnah lists them because the Mishnah corrupts the name. That when it comes to Shem of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to say the name, and the Mishnah didn't say the name. The Mishnah, the Tiferes Yisrael goes through the etymology of what each of these things are, what the Goyim actually called them, and what the Mishnah, how the Mishnah corrupted the name a little bit. That's what they say, the Satmar Rebbe, they say, didn't say Satmar. He thought because Satmar was named after an Avodah Zarah, so he called it Sakmar. He put a K instead of the T because he was concerned about this issue of saying the Shem Avodah Zarah. That's a major discussion in Poskim. You're not going to be able to say any of the names of the days of the week, half the months of the year, the names of, in the solar calendar at least, the names of half the cities in the world, of many of the streets in the world. So it's the Tshuva of the Mishnah Halacha, someone that had a relative in Buenos Aires, and the main street where most of the Jews lived is called Yeshua Anotsu Street or something like that, or Virgin Mary Street or something like that. So they wanted to write letters. It used to be that there were people who would write letters. They wanted to write letters. They wanted to address the envelope. So are they allowed to write such things? So he put together a bunch of snifim lahakel why you're allowed to do that. Especially, specifically, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not allowed to use an Avodah Zarah as a landmark, right? You're not allowed to say, meet me b'tzad Avodah Zarah plonis. So is that doing this? That's not the same. No, an address that's just named after is not meet me b'tzad Avodah Zarah plonis. I once had such a shaila. Someone called me and they had to go to a funeral somewhere in Connecticut, and at a graveside funeral, and the cemetery, the Jewish cemetery, was so tiny, it didn't have an address. It was a tiny Jewish cemetery, and when he called them and he asked, how do I get there? They said, oh, right across the street is like a Buddhist temple. So all you have to do is type in the name of the Buddhist temple on Waze, and it will take you right there, and you'll know that. So that's mamish, meet me b'tzad avodah zarah plonis, meaning that was exactly, so I sent that to Rav Zilberstein. He enjoyed that. He quoted me in Ami magazine, or whatever magazine it was that did a feature on him, that he enjoyed that shaila. So okay, so that's maybe Ksiva's different, maybe there's what to talk about over there. So we list all of these days, some of which you're not allowed to do business 3 days in advance, and some of which are more personal to that Ovid Avodah Zarah, and only for that one day. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Kalanda Ches Yam Machar Tekufa. Kalanda is a holiday that's celebrated for 8 days after the Tekufa, after the solstice. Satranura Ches Yam Lefnei Tekufa. Satranura, which we mentioned second in the Mishnah, is the 8 days preceding the Tekufa. V'simanach achor v'kadim tzarasani. At first we mention that which comes later, then we mention that which comes first. So the Rishonim asks, the Ravid asks, why would the Mishnah do that? Why would the Mishnah mention that which comes? So we need a simon to remember which one is it. Just mention which comes first. So the Ravid says, you keep on reading in the Gemara and you see why he did it. Because the first one to celebrate these days was Adam HaRishon, and the first year of celebration he only celebrated after the Tekufa. And then in future years when they celebrated for Avodah Zarah, which Adam Rishon did not do for Avodah Zarah. He did it, we'll see why, but the Avodah Zarah in future years celebrated the earlier one first, but in the first year it was celebrated, the later one was celebrated first. So what's the story? Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Lefisha Ra Adam Rishon Yom Shem Ismait Vaholech. Adam Rishon saw in the winter months, the days kept getting shorter. Amar Oili Shema B'shil Shesrachti Olam Chashuch Badi. He says, maybe because I did an Avera, the whole world is turning dark for me. And maybe this is the beginning of turning the world back to Tovavo. And this is the Misa that I'm going to suffer. He didn't know what was going on. The Ri'af on the Ein Yaakov says, didn't he realize the nights were getting longer and he was still alive at night? Meaning the days were getting shorter, but it's not like he was losing time. You know, the nights were getting longer. He's still living. He said, no, but nights, it's Choshech. Nights, you're sleeping. Shena is 1/60th of Misa. So he says, maybe this is the Misa that I'm going to need to sleep so much more, and that's a little bit of Misa. Amar v'yashav ches yam b'taynis u'b'tfila. So he spent 8 days in taynis and tefila. Kivin shorat tekufas teves v'ra yom shemarach v'holich. And then they hit a turning point. Tekufas teves came, and the days started getting longer. Amar minhag shalolam. He says, oh, I guess that's the minhag shalolam. Some of the achronim are bothered. How could Adam HaRishon, who was full of chachma and deya, how could he not have known this? But he didn't, apparently. Halach v'asav shmoni yom tovim. So he made 8 days of a celebration. And in future years, they made both of those periods of time a celebration. Who kavim l'shem shemayim? So he was kaveh these days of celebration l'shem shemayim. V'heim kavim l'shem avodas chavim. But they said it l'shem avodas zara. So bishlam man yom b'tishrei nivra olam yom ezitu chaza yom arichei akati lo chaza. So I understand if you say the world was created in Tishrei, that would explain Adam Rishon's experience in his fear. El man yom b'nisan nivra olam. But if the world was created in Nisan, So he went through a whole summer already. He's already seen it all. He's already seen the long days and the short days. So yeah, but he never saw days that were quite that short. So that's why he got afraid. Tan Rabban, another brisa relating to Adam Rishon. Yom Shnev Adam Rishon, Kivin Shoshaka Lav Chama, Amar Oili Shebeshvil Shosrachti Olam Chashuch Badi. When the sun set, he thought it was all over. The Achzor Olam Tov Avav Vazu Misesh and Gusalayim and Hashemayim, and that was going to be the ultimate death for him. Hayoshi B'Tainus Ubocha Kol Alayla. So he fasted and cried all night. The Chava Bocha Kenegdo, and Chava also cried with him. Kivin Shalom and Hashachar Amar Min Hagar Shalom. The sun rises in the morning. The first rays of light, and he says, ah, so it must be this is the way things work. Amad v'hikrav shor shakarnav kodim l'parsosav. So he brought as a korban a shor whose horns came before its hooves. What does that mean? It's horn. Normally a baby is born, it doesn't have horns yet. It would be very difficult delivery probably if it already had horns. Its hooves are there already at birth, but the horns don't come till later. So no, this is the shor that was created in the Shesh Simei Amasa. So it came out of the ground. So it came out fully formed, so it came out of the ground. The horns came up first, and then Parsosav came out. Shnemar v'teit v'Hashem mishor par makron mafris. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel shor shikrav Adam Rishon keren achas haysolo b'mitzcho. The shor that Adam Rishon brought was a unicorn. It had only one keren, one horn in its head. Shnemar v'teit v'Hashem mishor par makron mafris. Says Gemara, how do you see from there that it had only one horn? Makron tarti mashma. Sounds like it had two. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok mi keren. No, the way it's written is mi keren, from the single horn. And the Achronim understand that the idea of a single horn, not just the Achronim, Rishonim, the Rashba writes, quoted in the commentaries in the Inyan Yaakov, that the chet of Adam Rishon was that he followed his taivos and he abandoned his seichel. And when man is dispersed, when he's scattered, that's when man sins. When we don't have that singular focus. But if you have that singular focus of machlav asi ba'olami, of avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avodas Hashem, so then we don't sin. So the symbol of singular focus is a single horn in the middle of the head of the animal. So Rav Masna raises the following shayla. Romi shasa kalanda v'kol ayaros hasmuchas l'mishtabdos la. What if the major city makes this kalanda festival? All the cities, the neighboring suburbs, are meshuba to them, but osna yaros asuras amataros. They don't actually celebrate that festival. Is it also to do business with those guys too, or not? So Rav Shimon Levi amar kalanda asura l'kol hi. That kalanda is also for everybody. Rav Yochanan amar ein asura elav devil vad. No. It's only aser for those who are ovid it. So the Gemara is going to bring two rayas. Tana kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan is correct that it's only for those who are ovid, because the Brisa says afal pisham romi asa klanda v'kali yaros asmukhsam mishtabdus la. He atzma ina asura elul of deha bilvad. That it's only aser for those who actually worship it. Satranalia v'kartasis v'yom genus yisham alchayim v'yom shumluch ba'melech lefanav aser achrav mutter. These other holidays, the days before it, are aser. After his mutter, va'ovid chavim shasa mishta lebno, ein asra elo osa yom vosa ish. But if a person is making a private party for his own child, then only for that person and only that day is asr. Amar Rav Ashi afan anami tanin diktani. Rav Ashi says, you know what? Our Mishnah is also a raya, a second raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that the suburbs are not included in the isr, because it says in the Mishnah, yom teglach hazikno ubalu riso, v'yom shalo b'miniyam, v'yom shiyatzom beis asurin, ein asra. It says that when there are these personal festivals, the Isser is only for that person and on that day. Well, Bishlama Osa Yom Lafuke Lefanav Liachrav. I understand why you have to tell me only that day, to tell me that the Isser doesn't extend to the days preceding it and the days following it. Ela Osa Aish Lafuke Mai. But why does it have to say only for that person? Of course it's only for that. Who else would it be for? It's this guy's personal celebration. It's not some major communal celebration. Lav Lafuke Mishabadav, isn't it telling me that it doesn't include those who are Mishubad to him, like his Avadim or whoever else has some sort of Shiba to him? So Shema Minah, so you see the same would be true by communal festivals. If there's a communal festival for a city, and there's another city that's meshubad to that city but doesn't actually participate in that festival, so they're not included. So that's the second raya. We see that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Tanya, once we're on the topic of an Ovid Chavim who makes a mishta lebno, so we have the following brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yisrael shebechutz laretz ovdei avodah zarah b'tarehein. Jews who live in chutz laretz are ovdei avodah zarah b'tareh. There are so many situations where when one is in chutz laretz, we have to have some connection to some sort of avodah zarah because that's what society and the culture around us is doing. There's certainly not a seamless existence in chutz laretz when we're surrounded by people who are ovdei avodah zarah. Ketzad. Ovid Chavim shasa mishta lebeno. So an Ovid Chavim makes a wedding for his son. Vizimin kala Yehudim shebi iro, and he invites all of the Jews in his city. So what do? They want to make sure that they serve glatt kosher meals, that they have everything taken care of. So aval pishochel mishalan, they have their own food special ordered with a double seal. Vishosim mishalan, and they have their own wine. Vishamishalan, they have their own waiter who knows how to meet their needs. Omid lefnem malale makasav kiluachel mizav chemesim. It's still as if they're eating from sacrifice to avodah zarah. Shnema v'kar lechava achalta mizivcho. Ve'ema ada achil. No, maybe that just means if they eat from the zevach of the avodah zarah. How do I know that it's even if they bring their own meal? So Amarava imkei nemakravi achalta mizivcho. My v'kar lecha. Why does he use the term v'kar lecha? Mishas kriya. That already from the shas kriya the iser applies. The Ritva writes, so the Gemara means to ask, how do I know that there's an iser even if they eat from their own food? It could be that the Yisr is only if they eat from the guy. And the Gemara's answer is the word v'kar l'cha. So frek the Netziv in Merome Sada. What kind of question? Why would I think that this pasuk is talking about when they're eating from the guy's shechita? Anyway, you're not allowed to eat from the guy's shechita, because the shechita's guy has a din of nevela. That's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Gimel. Shechita's guy is nevela. So says the Merome Sada, this is a raya, that the psul of Shechitas Goy is not a psul in Shechita. It's a riot to the Shechitas HaRambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shechita, that the reason Shechitas Goy is Asr is because V'kar Lecha V'Achalta Mizivcho is this Isser. It's not a psul in the Shechita itself. The Rosh quotes in the name of the Ri in Maseches Chulin that the reason Shechitas Goy is Nevela is because we darshan from the Pasuk V'Zavachta V'Achalta, that only someone who's a Bar Zvicha can be kosher for shechita. Can you eat from his shechita? So v'zavachta v'achalta teaches us. So says the Merome Sada, the Netziv, this is a raya to Shitas HaRambam, that this is the Isser. Otherwise, we never would have had a Hava Amina that you're allowed to eat from the karbanos. So I wouldn't have needed a separate pasuk. So says Mar Hilkach, kol tlasin yomin. So for the first 30 days after the child of your Ovid Kol Chavim colleague gets married, for the first 30 days, bein amalei machma silula, bein lo amalei machma silula. Whether he says that the reason for that feast, the reason for that celebration, is that they're making the feast as for the wedding, or whether they don't say it's for the wedding, usher, you're not allowed to participate in it. Mikan ve'elach, after 30 days, I amalei machma silula usher. So if he says that it's for the sake of the wedding, it's usher. Ve'lo amalei machma silula shari. But if he doesn't say that it's for the sake of the wedding, then it's going to be mutter, because if he doesn't say for the sake of the wedding and it's more than 30 days past the wedding, you have the right to assume that that it's just stam a meal, that it's not something that's celebrating the wedding. And how long after the wedding do we still assume, even if he says that it's to celebrate the wedding, do we still assume it's some hodah, it is avodah zarah on account of the wedding? Years later, he's still celebrating the wedding. Not only for 12 months. And how much before for the wedding, meimas aser. Some Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Michira Musari Beistani. When they start preparing the beer for the feast, Lebasa Tresi Achishas Shari. Wait a second. After 12 months, all becomes mutter. Varav Yitzchak Breder Mishashi Ikla Lebeo Hu Avid Chavim Lebasa Tresi Achishasi V'Shamei Da Odeyu Parish V'Lo Achal. He heard even after 12 months that they were still being modeli avodah zarah when he showed up to the wedding feast, so he didn't eat anything from it. But don't you see from there that even after 12 months they're still celebrating? Shiny Rav Yitzchak Breder Rav Mishashi Ad Adam Chashav. Who Gemara says, nah, he was different because he was an Adam Chashav. So two things over here, two important things. First of all, the Ritva writes that the Isser to eat at a Mishta that a guy makes is even bizman hazeh, and you can't be matir mishum eva. It's nisadar raisa, it's kilu ochel to krovus avodah zarah, and any sense of eva, that we're not going to get along and it's going to be uncomfortable or anything like that, is not enough to be matir. However, the Rashba writes that the iser to eat is because he's going to be holech umoda lefnei the avodah zarah, and it sounds like it's not because of daraisa, it's because of a chashash midrabanan, which you would be able to be mekel mishum eva. The drisha in yardes and kufnun beis has a suffix: is when b'makom chashash eva, are you allowed to eat mimishta sha'asa agai? Tosos writes in the name of the Yerushalmi and Dav Beis Amud Aleph that these are masu mata and lefnei dayam were mekel nowadays because of eva. So maybe you can be mekel on this mishum eva as well. So the Taz wonders. There's a big difference over here. We learned it from a pasuk in Chumash, v'karlecha v'achaltem bizivcho. At the beginning of the pasuk, it says pen tichros bris liyoshvei aretz. So the Torah asks it to be marchik us from the goyim. So adraba, we want to create Eva. That's the whole purpose over here of this very din. So ask the Taz, what do you mean a heter mishum Eva? No, adraba, Eva is the very reason we're supposed to have this din. So the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef says that the Gemara quotes that Rabbi Yitzhak Breder Masharshia went after 12 months and heard that he was modet avodah zarah, so he didn't eat. Sounds like the Yisra Achil B'mishta is only because he's holech umodah. Sounds like it's not to create Eva. It's because he's going to be holech umodah, like the Rashba says. And that's very similar to Shloshiyam Lefnei Yideyam, which we know is Mutter Mishum Eva. So that's why there's reason to assume that maybe it's Mutter Mishum Eva. I, the Pasuk, Pasuk's Nasmachta. But the real din is a din midrabanan of that we're concerned of Holi Chumoda. Another important point over here, so we said that Rabbi Yisrael Reder Mashashi is an Adam Chashav, that's why it's different. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rush quote this Isser, and they say it only goes to 12 months, and they never mention that for an Adam Chashav it goes beyond 12 months. So the Torah does mention that, but the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush do not. So the Beis Yosef explains, because they hold, after 12 months, you don't have to be Choshesh that he's going to be Holi Chumoda. That what happened in this case was that they were Holi Chumoda, and he heard it with his own ears. But still, it's a raya that he was willing to participate before he heard it with his own ears, that you don't have to be choshish for such things after 12 months. So that's why the halacha, the way the Rishonim quoted, is just that it's mutter after 12 months. Okay, says Gemara further. Now, Vikartosim is another name of a festival. Maikartosim, what is this festival? It's a Roman festival. So Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Yom Shetafsa Bo Romi Malchus. It's the day that they took control of the Malchus. Vatanya Kartosim, the Yom Shetavs Bar Romi Malchus, but we have another brisa that lists two separate festivals, Kartasim plus the day that they were Tavs Bar Malchus. How could they be one and the same? Amar Rav Yosef Shtei Tfisos Tavs Bar Romi. They had two major victories. Achas Bimei Cleopatra Malchusa, one in the days of Queen Cleopatra. The Achas Shetavs Bar Bimei Yevanim, and one in the days of the Greeks. The Chias Rav Dimi Amar Tosin Vetrain Kirve Avdu Romai Bahade Yavnai V'Liyachluhu, that there were 32 wars that the Romans fought with the Greeks and they were unable to be victorious. Adishat finuli Yisrael Badayu, until they made a shutfus with the Jewish people. V'ach Yasnu Badayu, and they made the following deal with the Jewish people. Iminon Malchi, Minachu Afrechi. Iminachu Malchi, Minon Afrechi. One of us will be the king over the entire region, and the other will get to be the governors over the specific locales. V'sholchulu Romai Liavnai, so the Romans then sent to the Ivanim. Adin Avinu Bikirba. So, you know, now that they had the Jews on the side, so Jews aren't known as great warriors, so they said, you know, up until now, we've been fighting milchamos, physical milchamos. Hashad Navid Bedina. Now let's fight a battle of the wits, and whoever is able to outwit the other will be able to take control. And the Greeks figured, okay, we're way smarter, we're much more sophisticated. We'll take you up on that offer. But the Romans had the Jews on the side. So here's what they said: Margalus veEventova, Ezmen Yasa Basus Lechavero. If you have two valuable things, a Margalus and an Eventova, which is much more valuable, which one is the base and which one is the prominent gem? So Shalchulu Margalus. The Eventova, of course, the Margalus is the base for the Eventova. Okay, Eventova, and the gears over here is the Event Shoham. You have an Eventova, and an even more valuable thing, an Event Shoham, Ezem and Yasu Bas L'Chaveru. Which one is the Bas L'Chaveru? Eventova, Le'inach, the Eventova to the other one. So, Inach V'Sefer Torah. Okay, what if you have that super valuable gem,
and a Sefer Torah. Ezmen Yas Bas Chaveru. Which one is the basis for the other? So Inach Le Sefer Torah. Certainly, the Sefer Torah is more valuable. The intellectual, accomplishments of a nation are much more valuable than any particular gem. So Shalchu Imkain Anan Sefer Torah Gaban. So the Romans said, yeah, we have the Sefer Torah on our side. The Yisrael Ba'adan and the Jewish people were with them. So Kafalu Esrin Veshis Shnin, and they had them together. They Kamalu Bim Nusayu. So Kafalu. So they were able to overpower them. Esrin Veshis Shnin Kamalu Bim Nusayu Bahadei Yisrael. For the first 26 years, they kept their promise to the Jewish people. It was a partnership. Mikan Ve'elach Ishtabdebuhu. But after that, they were Meshabe them. Meikara My Darish Lubusof My Darish. Why did they keep their promise for 26 years, and why did they think they didn't have to afterwards? Meikara Darish Nasim Elcha Ve'elcha Lenedecha. So for the first they looked at Esav's side of the conversation, where he says to Yaakov, let's stick together. The Romans and the Jews will stick together. And then they looked at Yaakov's side of the conversation, where Yaakov says, Esav, you know what? Let's not stick together. You go ahead. I'm slowed down by all these kids. So Esav Shishnin, the Kamu Bim Nasai, Bada Yisrael, Minalan, where do we see, where do we know that these 26 years existed? Tamar of Kana, Kashachal Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shol Chulei, Rabbi. So it's going to be a whole long conversation that when Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi got sick, they said, you know, you have a special Masorah from your father Rabbi Yossi, start sharing with us some of the teachings of your father Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Lahu, so he said to them a whole number of things. We're not going to be able to get into it right now because we're out of time, but he told them a whole bunch of things, and through the conversation that ensues, we're going to see that it was a 26-year grace period, 26-year time period, where the Romans maintained that shutfus with the B'nai Yisrael. But Bez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow.